Jesus was praying in a certain place, and after he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples. He said to them, when you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone indebted to us, and do not bring us to the time of trial. And he said to them, suppose one of you has a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say to him, friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived, and I have nothing to set before him. And he answers from within, do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything. I tell you, even though he will not get up and give him anything because he is his friend, at least because of his persistence, he will get up and give him whatever he needs. So I say to you, ask, and it will be given. It will be given you. Search, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds, and for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Is there anyone among you who, if your child asks for a fish, will give a snake instead of a fish? Or if the child asks for an egg, will give a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? The Gospel of the Lord. In today's second reading, St. Paul says to ignore the shadow of those people who attempt to condemn you. Ignore the shadow of those negative people. Don't let their shadow overwhelm you. He also says, ignore those people. Ignore the shadow of those negative people who try to disqualify you in any way, who attempt you to be less than the person you are. Don't let their shadow overwhelm you. Instead of living in the shadow of these negative people, live in the light of Christ. That's who we are. We are not people who live under someone's shadow. We are people who live in the light of Christ. When I was growing up back in the 1940s, early 1950s, my parents and I would sit in the living room listening to radio shows. How many of you have done that? Of course. That says how old you are. We didn't have a TV. TV came much later. But I can still remember sitting in the living room with potato chips and Hershey bars and Pepsi, listening to this announcer on, I believe it was the Detective Story Hour, saying these words, who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men? How many remember that? Jim does. And Betsy does. And I certainly do. And then you know what comes next. Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men? Didn't say hearts of men and women. Hearts of men. And then the announcer said, the shadow knows. The Shadow knows. And by the way, Orson Welles was the first voice of the Shadow. And then the Shadow became a comic strip in the 40s, 1940s and 1950s. The Shadow knows. But my parents sent me to a Presbyterian Sunday school up the street. And I learned at Sunday school that there's somebody else who knows. I found out that God knows. I found out that God knows. God knows. He sees. He hears. That's why we prayed in today's prayer of the day. Almighty God, you are more ready to hear than we are to pray. It's one of my favorite prayers. God's ready to hear us. God sees us. God knows. And God knows what's in your conscience. He knows what's in my conscience. That's why we prayed those words. Forgive us those things, Almighty God. Forgive us those things that weigh in our conscience. God knows. And as Betsy leads us in the prayers of intercession, those prayers are going to emphasize that God knows. God knows His church. God knows His own hands. God knows the nations. God knows our needs. God knows our congregation. God knows Emmanuel Lutheran Church. God knows His saints. God knows. And think about that as we pray those prayers of intercession. God knows what's in the hearts and minds and souls of men and women. God knows. In our first reading, God's going to go down and take a look at what's going on there in Sodom and Gomorrah. And what does that reading say? It essentially says, if these people can't turn their lives around, I will know. I will know. God knows. Abraham knew that God knows. Well, first of all, Abraham knew himself. Oh, I'm just ashes and dust. That's who I am. I'm not worthy to go before God. Abraham thought he knew God, but what does Abraham say? Let me take it upon myself. Let me take it upon myself to go and speak to God, even though I'm ashes and dust, and I'm not worthy. And I hope that God will not be angry with me. Well, Abraham didn't know God as much as he thought, because God was not angry. What happens? God shows mercy. Abraham was persistent, and God shows mercy. God knows to show mercy. And you and I know. You and I know what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to show mercy. And we do. We know. We know that we are supposed to be forgiving. We know that. We know that we are the people who are called to be compassionate. We know. We know what we're called to do. And what about caring for the lonely? Do we know that? God knows to care for the lowly. Listen again to these words. The Lord is high, yet cares for the lowly. But he also perceives the haughty from afar. God knows who is arrogant. God knows those people who think they're more important than other people. God knows those people who think they're superior to other people. Oh, God knows. God knows those people who look down upon other people. God knows who those people are who turn away people who are in need. God knows. Suppose you have a friend, and that friend comes to you and says, I've got this friend who showed up and I need 3 loaves of bread. And the friend says, get lost. I was asleep. My children are sleeping. But this man is persistent. And the gospel tells us because he was persistent, his friend gave him something. Oh, Jesus knows that our friends can be grumpy. In the gospel, this guy's grumpy. And Jesus knows that there are people in our lives who can be grumpy. But Jesus also knows that perseverance can pay off. I tell you, even though this man is grumpy and doesn't want to give his friend anything, because of this man's persistence, he will give him exactly what he needs. And Jesus knows that God knows what you and I need. You know what you need. I know what I need. We need the Holy Spirit. We know that. And that's why we come here and worship in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. If you know how to give good gifts to your children, don't you realize that your Father in heaven will give you what you need? He will give you the Holy Spirit. That's what God gives us. That is why we are here, to receive the Spirit that God is giving to us and to the world. We're not living under anybody's shadow. We are here living in the light of Christ. You know what you need. Ask. It will be given to you. Knock. It will be opened to you. Search and you will find. So pray. Jesus in the gospel calls us to be persistent in prayer. And when you pray, before you pray, and before you knock and ask, consider saying the words that Abraham said. And this is a good thing to say before you pray. Let me take it upon myself. Let me take it upon myself to speak to the Lord. And keep in mind, please keep in mind that even before you speak, God knows. Amen.